The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, Goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. It just starts in black and white.
And now we're in beautiful color. Sadly, due to pandemic-related budget cuts, Kenny, because Dawn is back, is back in sepia tone. We only have enough budget for three people to be in color. So unfortunately, Kenny's in sepia tone today. It's Jason and Alexis. Now you're comfortable in there? Yeah. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1 and streaming around the world on our My Talk app. I'm Jason Matheson along with Alexis Thompson. Dawn McClain back from dirty old Missouri.
Yay!
And Kenny back from, well, just a couple miles up the road.
Yay!
Right there.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here on this Monday, August 2nd, 2021. So while Dawn was eating hog jowls and Alexis was sleeping in a crib, I was dealing with a little emergency.
Oh.
So. Yeah. So, but let me say this: this isn't an Alexis animal story. This does get better.
Okay.
This is a fine ending. So don't worry. But as usual, human beings almost messed it up. So we're out on the pontoon, and it is just Colin. It is me. It is my mother-in-law and favorite aunt Lisa. And beautiful. If you guys were out and about on Saturday, you know, other than the smoke, it was beautiful. And so we're floating around the lake, and we brought the boys with us. We brought Dexter, or as Dawn calls him, the enforcer. And then we brought the little mob boss, Biggie, Mr. Big, my French bulldog. So we're on the boat, and the temperature was just right. You know, we don't bring the dogs out if it's overly hot because, you know, on the pontoon, it's direct sun. And anyway, but the boys have grown up on the pontoon. They're dog boats. If I say the word boat, it's like, huh? And they run to the dock. I mean, they're lake dogs. So we decided, because the temperature was okay, we'll take the boys. So we all got on the pontoon, grabbed some Bud Light. Colin and I made us a skinny girl margarita, and we're floating around, and we look down. And Biggie starts rolling around like a sausage on the floor, on the carpet of the pontoon, like scratching his back.
Oh, yeah. He loves to do that.
And we're like, oh, and we're laughing because he's doing it a lot. and he's flipping around like he's on a spigot. He's like he's just kind of flipping. So I grab him and I flip him like a baby. I'm holding him like a little baby. I put him on his back and I'm starting to rub his belly, and we're all laughing because he's laying there like he's at a spa, and he's just like, eh, and he's loving it. And I'm rubbing him and rubbing him, and I put him down, and he won't stop scratching. He just won't. Oh, huh. And he just won't. And we're like, okay. And a few minutes go by, and like, okay. And I'm watching him. We're all kind of just talking, and we're not noticing, you know, we're not bringing attention to it yet. But then I picked him up again because I'm like, come here. I mean, come here, sausage. And I started scratching him again. And I looked, and his eyes started swelling.
Oh, my God. What the heck?
Right above his eyes, his little eyelids started swelling. And then I flip him on his back, and he was covered in welts. He was covered in, like, that looked like hives.
Oh.
And they had materialized. I mean, this was within minutes.
Oh, it's making me itch right now.
Within minutes. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And Colin goes, Mom, we got a doc. We got a doc. Because he was just, his little jaws were getting puffy. So, you know, my fear was that, you know, Frenchies have trouble breathing to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So my fear was if he was having an allergic reaction to something, his little throat would close up.
Yeah.
So we
barely
docked.
Breathe through his nose.
Yeah.
He's so smashed.
So we docked. Mama Haas called a vet friend of hers, and I went inside because we remembered that Benadryl. Now, I'm not a vet, so this is just my own experience. But, you know, vets have told us that Benadryl works for allergic reactions for dogs as well.
Yeah, it does.
Well, we were out of Benadryl.
Oh, no.
Well, luckily, there's a Dollar General up the road. So Colin and I divided and conquered. I said, Kyle, the vet said to give him a bath immediately, because if there is something on his skin or there's a sting or something, the bath will not only calm down the itching, but will remove possibly the irritant. So I said, why don't you bathe him? I'm going to go up to Dollar General and see if they have Benadryl. So I'm flying down the road because I'm, you know, hello, my little Frenchie.
Yeah.
So I'm flying down the road and I run into Dollar General. And of course, because the universe hates me, the two women at the counter are just chit-chatting away. Just oh, and it's my daughter brought me asparagus, and I just so much asparagus, oh, and I just don't know what to do. And that's a real conversation I'm listening to, and I'm like doing the potty dance. I'm like behind him going, "Okay, ladies, okay, got a dog." So then the first lady leaves. And the second lady goes up. And her order, I'll never forget this, is $5.54. So she proceeds, she whips out an envelope and starts counting the singles. And then she goes, hold on, Vicky, I got the change. And she goes in her, and she's digging around in her purse. And I'm standing there like, oh, God, I just need this Benadryl. And now I have Vicky digging in her purse for the 54 cents. So she's digging and she cannot find four pennies.
You're like, I don't need it.
And I'm like, I'm standing there like, okay, come on, lady, come on. So she digs at the bottom of her purse and she's doing that thing she's like, okay, here's a quarter. There's a quarter. And she's like, one. And she's sliding the pennies. She's like, one, two, three. And I'm like, oh my God, like, can you count your change any slower? So then she finally leaves, and the woman, the checkout woman, who's I've seen before, she's lovely. She's, I think, the manager there. She goes, hey, and I go, hi, and she goes, cash or credit? And I said, credit, and she goes, ooh. I go, she goes, I got to go in the back because I lost my main key, and this register only takes cash. God. So I said, are you kidding me? She goes, no, I've been looking for my key. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I have no cash on me. So she goes in the back and I'm standing there like this. What is happening? Like, why is the universe doing this to me? So from the back room, about 2 minutes, I hear her go, oh, I found him. She walks up. She puts the key. She goes, okay, come on down to this register. So I go down. She goes, how's your day going? And I said, well, I'm a little stressed. My dog's having an allergic reaction to something, and that's why I need the Benadryl. She goes, oh, my goodness. She goes, and you've sat here with the change woman and the asparagus woman and me and looking for mine? I go, yeah. She goes, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. I'm like, yeah. Just bag it. I got to go. So she bags it. Oh. She hands it to me, and I run out the door, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. So we gave Biggie the Benadryl, oh. And within about a half hour, the welt started going down, and he was fine. And by that night, he was back to normal,
what
totally.
What in the world did he get into? Nobody knows, probably.
There was a bee that was caught in a spider web on the pontoon that we had noticed.
We
think that maybe Biggie rubbed, because he lays on the floor, obviously. We think Biggie maybe rubbed up against that bee, and maybe the bee stung him, even though it was caught in the web or something. But sure. he had a reaction that was so quick. We don't quite know what it was, but it scared the pajibis out of me because, again, that dog can't breathe well on a good day, let alone that's, you know, and that's just the breed itself. So it was. Oof. Oh,
I'm sure the bath helped too.
Yeah. And then getting caught behind asparagus woman and change woman, 54 cents. 50.
Okay.
That always seems to happen.
My God.
Yeah. I'm like, she's pushing, you know, she's going through her Werther's originals and her mints to try to find the 4 cents. I'm like, oh my goodness. But yeah, anyway.
Oh,
but
so Biggie's glad he's fine. Okay.
He's fine. Oh, just come on, people. 7:14 when we come back, everyone. MC goes to the best aquarium. Dawn, Fish, and MC in Missouri when we come back. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com. Alexis Thompson's Olympic update, not live from Tokyo, coming up in just a little bit. But right now, we love these days when one of us returns from a journey. Yes. Dawn journeyed to dirty old Missouri. And this is a story about aquariums, right, right, Dawn?
That's right. So the Springfield is famous for Brad Pitt, John Goodman, and Kathleen Turner went to college there. And Bass Pro Shops, it's the headquarters, which is nice. Amazing. You've never been there, you would be... It's just, I can't even describe it. It's so unbelievable. One thing that they have is they worked 15 years on this thing called Wonders of Wildlife. It's voted America's best aquarium in 2021. Oh. It is enormous. And like you can shark dive in there. You can, I mean,
oh,
it's
wow.
Insane. I mean, it's just something that I am not interested in doing. I thought, maybe, I mean, what am I thinking? I'm not doing this. I go into the lobby and it's huge and it's like, it's all blue with blue lights and they have an ocean sounds going on. And I'm like, I'm feeling bad in here. I got to get out of here. And, you know, MC, poor guy, he wants to get his scuba diving license. Like, he's into it. And we're looking, and I can just see some of the tanks over there as you go in. And they have one of those sea tunnels, as I call it, like they do at Mall of America.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's just a part of it. There are other enormous tanks. I don't know really the stats on it. I know that a public poll in USA Today, America voted it the best aquarium in the United States for 2021.
Oh, my gosh.
There's also all kinds of other wildlife exhibits through there. So it's really great. You can choose what you want to do.
Okay, so, I'm going to ask the obvious. Don, how did you survive this?
Thank you. I didn't do it.
Did you wear a mask on your eyes?
Oh, I went to the mall.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh,
I got you now.
Oh, good.
Okay, thank
you. You had to be in a panda suit just to get through the aquarium at the Minnesota Zoo. So.
Yeah. No, we actually convinced Lexi's friend to go with MC.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, because, you know, he really wanted to do it, and I wanted to have some time alone with my daughter, so I took her to the mall. I'm like, where would you want to go to get an outfit? She was going to an oddities show in Kansas City.
Cool.
Which is like, if you've ever been to one of those, it's pretty cool. I mean, for some people.
Yeah.
So I took her there, got her an outfit to wear to the oddities show. And
cool. It looked really, like, what'd she wear?
You know, she got this cool t-shirt that has like a cat dressed up as a samurai. And, you know, a cool little, kind of like a goth. She likes the whole black, you know.
Yeah.
You know, she got this little skirt that was cute and, you know, just something that people our age shouldn't never wear. you know, something you're like, oh, I mean, you know, we got it at Hot Topic, if that tells you anything.
Oh, yeah.
And Not for us.
And I got her a tiny backpack like Jason got me at Disney. It was, oh, my goodness, Jason, help me out here. The Twee, what are they called?
The backpack brand?
Pardon?
The backpack brand?
No. It's from The Mandalorian. It's the creatures that have the long tube hair.
I don't remember.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying. Woman that's in there, I can't even remember the character. Anyway, doesn't matter. She got that look. You know, and then we had some talks that were like very healing, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, this is just really cool to approach my daughter as an adult, because I really did. When I left 5 years ago, it was like she was 25. I still kind of felt like, oh, you know, she's still
25,
but, you know, she's 30.
Yeah, she's 30.
Right.
Yeah. And so, you know, it was just fantastic. It was so great. And when she went to the oddity show, she texted me and said, hey, I bought human remains.
Wait, what?
I go, did you buy anything cool? Right. Yeah, you can. You can buy human remains. It's legal.
Like a finger? What are we talking about here?
She bought a whole skull. She bought a skull, and it's from the plague. It's a woman from the plague. Long time ago. She has one tooth. And I go, I wonder if it really is from the plague, or if this is... they tell you this woman died in the plague.
Ago.
Right.
Yeah, 2 months ago.
Now, and it's been in private collections and, you know, whatever. I'm like, I want to know if it really is from the 1600s. So then I started researching how to carbon date a skull. I'm like trying to figure this out on my way home.
Whoa. Like, how much does a 1600-year-old, well, from the 1600s.
400-year-old.
400-year-old skull cost?
I didn't ask.
Whoa.
I did not ask. I'm like, I gave her some money for her birthday, and if she bought a human skull with it, I guess that's what she wanted.
Yep.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I bet you look at the jawline, right? And, like, what did you find in your research? It has to be
They have to do carbon dating on it to determine, which is not... If anybody out there knows, like, if you were at the University of Minnesota, because what I've found is that it's not easy to get your human remains carbon dated if you're a private citizen. So,
I guess not.
If anybody knows the answer to that, I would love that market, an email.
Leaves that market open for a lot of fraud. I mean, we don't know. That could have been a 3-week-old skull.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't look like it. Trust me. but yeah, I would love to know. And I don't know. I've kind of found some things in England that said it was 500 pounds to do it. Around here in the United States, I don't know where you can get that done. And I want to know. Like, I want to know who's, if this is really that old.
If you just tuned in, Don's daughter bought a human skull.
People are like, what's she going to do with it? I'm like, probably put it in her tattoo studio on the shelf.
Yeah.
I mean, she's, look at it for a reference when she tattoos a skull.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, you know, that was a part of our trip.
All right.
I just love that while MC was at an aquarium, you went to a mall.
Yeah, I went to the mall. I went to the mall, Battlefield Mall, which was, you know, just kind of the same.
It didn't change?
I mean, your stores change inside, of course. Yeah. But, you know, it's like, yep, this is the mall.
This is the mall. Small town mall.
Yeah. Oh. So, but, you know, she has, my daughter has a friend that she's been helping out that's really... You know, they're really close, and, you know, she's needed to help this person through some things. And, you know, this person was there a lot of the time. So, you know, I just kind of like asked if we could have a moment.
Yeah, kind of like back off. Back off,
yo.
Mama need baby time.
Yeah.
Let me jump in the crib with her.
No. Oh, I mean, they're very sweet. It's just, you know, you're like, okay, I haven't seen her in 3 years, so let me try to, you know, we were like, what could we do, you know?
Yeah.
Arrange something, you know, so that worked out well.
You got that one-on-one time.
Exactly.
What's the aquarium called again, Dawn?
It is called, it's the Wonders of Wildlife National Museum and Aquarium. Okay. And I'll put up some pictures. I didn't go in the aquarium, but Bass Pro Shops itself, the headquarters in Springfield, it is a destination. It sounds crazy, but it's like I mean, Johnny Morris, the owner of Bass Pro Shops, who now, they own Cabela as well. He lives down the street from my parents. So it started in Springfield, Missouri, and this is not just a shop for, I mean, every kind of fishing rod that you could ever want. There's a lot of taxidermy there. The history of bow hunting. There's an entire firearm museum.
Oh, my goodness.
Just like things you wouldn't believe. They have, which this kind of, I have mixed feelings about this. They have Geronimo's bow. Like the chief Geronimo, whenever he was in Florida and captured, I guess, he would whittle bows and use this bow. And it's like, here it is in a case. And you're like, should we have this?
Yeah.
You know, should it's like one of those things where it's so cool and you take pictures, but you're like, should white people have this? Should this be in Bass Pro Shops?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the archery museum part of it, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Yeah. It's a couple more places to visit in Springfield.
See those pictures.
Yeah, I will put them up. I just, you know what? I didn't have a lot of cell service on the way home. And this was like when I thought I was going to do all these things and edit videos. But, you know.
Please, you're on vacation.
Time. Yeah.
Dawn at dark to see all of these a little bit later. Mm-hmm. We will be back right after these words. Back in.
Oh, God. Running to the altar like a track star. Can't wait another second. There's a way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feel so holy. They say we're too young, and the pimps and the players say, don't go crushing.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. On MyTalk107.1, everything entertainment, everything Purell shampoo. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. We have some TV taste tests coming up a little bit later. But right now, before we get to Alexis's Olympic update, we have a little bit of breaking news. Some sad news, actually.
Oh.
Kathy Griffin posted about 5 minutes ago that she has cancer. She has lung cancer.
Oh.
She just posted this. She said, luckily, they caught it. I'll just read portions of her statement here. I've got to tell you guys something. I have cancer. I'm about to go into surgery to have half of my left lung removed. She said, but they caught it early. They're optimistic. Hopefully no chemo or radiation after this. I should be up and running around as usual in a month or less. Again, Kathy Griffin, comedian, just posted that she has stage one lung cancer and going into surgery in just a little bit. So there we go.
They caught it early, but
yeah. So that just posted a few minutes ago. So I'm sure the other shows will have more on that as she comes out of surgery. Right now, though, it is Monday, August 2nd, 2021. We now turn our satellite dish to go live to not Tokyo, but to, well, St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Summer Games update is our Summer Games correspondent, Alexis Thompson, not live from Tokyo. Take it away, Lex.
Konnichiwa! Yes, I do have some updates. Biggest update of all is that Simone Biles, she will be performing or competing in the balance beam tomorrow.
Oh, she is?
Yes, Suni Lee and Simone Biles will compete. Pretty cool. Another chance at gold for her.
Good for her. And Suni Lee?
And Suni Lee. Yes.
Suni was on last night, wasn't she?
Yes. With the uneven bars, came in third.
Oh, okay.
There were a few, there's the announcers going, well, look at her arm. It's crooked. And oh, look how she landed that. And then, I'm just trying to enjoy the uneven bars. But that she came
in. Enjoy them.
Yes. Don, sometimes they just get annoying, these announcers. Especially when they're telling sad stories and it's during like the floor routine or the dancing horses, the equestrians. Woo, amazing.
Oh, Lex, my gosh. Dawn. We watched a lot of the Olympics, a lot of people in the room, family members. And so the sound was kind of down. I didn't get to hear the commentary.
Oh, okay.
Dawn, Kenny and I
probably
have been,
better experience.
Alexis has been obsessed with the dancing horses.
Dawn,
it's something.
Coming up in the Dirt Alert, the big one. Elizabeth isn't here. I'll be playing some of Chris Rock and Snoop. I'm sorry,
Kevin Hart
and Snoop Dogg's commentary.
Oh, good.
Those horses. They just sprung a clip on him, and it is really good.
They're so funny. Oh. So good, yes. So that's the biggest probably news right now out of the Olympics. Also, swimming. Big American wins there. 5 more gold medals for those who finished this weekend. The men's relay team also broke a record. The winner of the 1,500 meter. Okay, just to give you an idea of this. This is freestyle. That's 30 lengths of the pool.
Oh!
30.
Bobby Fink
won that. Yeah. And then this is the other thing.
Fink.
I can barely do one lap at a hotel pool, let alone.
Yes, let alone 30.
Right. I struggled to get out of the bathtub.
Well, then these athletes swim 30 lengths, and then the reporters are right there, ready to interview him, and the poor guy is out of breath. Yeah. Let the dude catch his breath.
Right.
What the heck?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but anyway, that was very good. Katie Ledecky dominated the women's 800-meter freestyle. Caleb Dressel won 3 more gold medals.
Three total of five.
Oh, yeah. And watching him in that relay, wow. It's just incredible to see what he can do in the water. Yeah.
He is a shark. He's half shark.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Yep. And he was the third leg of the 4x100-meter medley there, and he swam freestyle, so that was pretty cool. Two Olympians, the high jumpers, they went down to a tie, and it went down to a jump-off, and they decided, you know what? No, we're both going to share the gold, so that was really cool to see.
You know what I was loving watching on Saturday morning a little bit? The trampoline.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was an Olympic sport. I think, and I'm not making this up, and I'm not making a joke, I believe the athlete's name is Dong Dong. And I was like...
Oh, I miss Dong Dong.
Oh, he...
Me too. Double Dong.
Don misses it as well.
No. I miss Dong Dong. I saw the other ones, but
I'm pretty sure Colin will correct me, but I'm pretty sure
did
that
just
was
call his, him double.
What country is he from?
I believe he was from Japan, and it was like watching a CGI character because it was I couldn't believe a human could do that. I mean, it was artistry, and I'm not a big Olympic guy, so I had no idea trampolines were part of the Olympics.
Yep, same.
Yeah.
Do they have mini trampoline competitions? Just like jump, 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 jump.
No.
How many little jumps can you do on this mini tramp?
Should
they be a competition? That's what I'm wondering.
Kenny, sitting over there doing nothing.
What the hell? It's trampoline jumping.
Hey, no. Will you watch him, Kenny?
Will you watch it, though?
Like,
yeah.
Like
80 flips or something when they go up there?
It is artistry. I mean, that's.
I'll be out in the woods with my chainsaw. You guys have fun. Not watching trampoline. And
hey, Dong Dong was great.
Go back and watch Dong Dong.
Yeah, he was amazing. I mean, and I believe that was his name because I was really trying to get it right because I'm not trying to be funny at the expense of somebody's name.
If they were true champions, they'd do like one of my neighbors has done and set their trampoline up on a side hill. If you want to impress me, put your trampoline on a side hill and start tramping. That'll impress me.
Start tramping?
I don't know what it's called, trampoline. I don't know. I don't know what they call it. But.
Wait, so it's on the side. Are they doing special? So they're doing special
every time,
tricks?
I'm guessing every time they bounce, they end up on the ground, don't they? Oh, another broken leg.
Look what he can do.
Or they try to, I mean, that's a skill right there.
Yeah.
To stay alive. Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, on a side hill, then I'll watch.
Yeah. 7:42. We're going to take a small break. Go get some more Cheetos or some Chex Mix or something or some Fruity Pebbles, and we'll be back right after these words. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Your home for everything pop culture and entertainment. We're the only radio station in the universe that does this. There's sports stations. There's news stations. There's farming stations. There's Tradio. We're the only one that talks about entertainment and pop culture all day long. Right. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Hey, Lex, before, because we want to hear, we love these days when one of us return from a journey, and we want to know about the goats, Dawn. But before that, hey, really quick, though, Lex, I know we followed the story, the three of us, on Friday. How's Bob Odenkirk doing from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul? Is he doing better? And I'm hoping that he is because I haven't heard much over the weekend.
Yes, he is doing much better. We heard from him, which is the update, because we heard from his son, and then now he, because on last Tuesday, he collapsed on the set of Better Call Saul, and this was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he said, he tweeted and said, thank you all for the outpouring of love. He said he suffered a small heart attack. And that he's going to be okay. He thanked his family and friends. And he does not require surgery.
Wow.
Oh,
so that's good. Yep.
That is good.
Yep. But he said, after thanking the doctors, he says, I am going to take a beat to recover, but I'll be back soon.
Oh, good.
So
good,
awesome good. News.
Yeah. Everyone, like we were saying, Dawn, last week, Kenny and Lex and me, we can't agree on much as a country, but wow, the universal support and love for Bob Odenkirk was really nice. Everybody loves Bob.
That's what we learned. True.
Everybody loves Bob Odenkirk. So, okay, baby goats. Yes. Only on this show and this station would we transfer from Bob Odenkirk to baby goats, but we're going to do it.
So my sister's farm, you can find her on Instagram, My Bittersweet Farm. She has chickens, bunnies, goats. It's a 3-acre farm, and it's really just it used to be a really cool backyard pool area with a huge, there was a sauna, there was a huge outdoor kitchen. Nope, they filled in the pool. They made it into a little goat farm. The basketball court is now where the chickens live. But we're all like, come on, we used to go to this pool and we loved it. And now it's a hobby farm.
Now there's goats here.
No, but seriously, so this goat named Danny, which just happens to be the goat that was born the last time I was there, now she's having babies. So she was supposed to give birth a week from now. And I was like, ooh, I hope she delivers early. And sure enough, on Saturday night, the night before we were going to leave, we were at a theme park. And we started getting all these texts from my sister. Danny is laboring. Before we left, she's like, I think she's going to deliver today because, you know, there's just signs that I won't get into.
Yeah. No, please tell us more. No, what do you see and smell?
Very messy signs.
Yeah. You're like, oh, look at that. So then there was this huge storm that came through and, you know, they had to shut down the rides because we were at a theme park. It kind of missed us down there in Branson, but so I mean, like torrential, just crazy winds, like a tornado. And the goat is going into labor, and my sister's like, "Oh my god!" So she has it in the laboring area stall that used to be the sauna, and three babies were born. One didn't make it.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't have included that information. But, you know, when you have triplets in there, one of them is just not, you know, the first little girl didn't make it. But girl and a boy, and they are so cute. It's amazing. You know, the next morning, they were born like at 9 p.m. And they stand up right away.
Oh, they're walking? Yeah.
They just, I mean, you can hold them up and they're teetering, but they walk over because they're, you know, they want a nurse. And the goat is standing up. So just really cute. And once I can get my darn Instagram to work, I can't, it won't let me load any photos or anything. I've been trying for a couple days. I will put up some cute videos I took of the babies and also the dad.
Oh,
because I have a cute video of the babies and the dad, or the dad just kind of, I get a shot of him. I go, hey, you had some babies last night. And he just goes,
he's like, I did my job months ago.
He's just staring at me like
they're
like
so
Black
noisy,
Phillip.
Aren't they?
Yeah, really bad. He looks like Black Phillip. Yeah, I call him, his name is Okocho, but I call him Black Phillip. I'm like, hey, Black Phillip, you had babies. Yeah, it's great. And the little ones are like, so cute.
Is your sister going to keep them? Or
She will probably sell them.
Okay.
You know, that's what, it's like a little business that's very unprofitable.
Oh.
As her husband will tell you. This is a money pit.
Now, I am on My Bittersweet Farm on Instagram, and I would encourage all of you to do this. I have never seen your sister. And I'm looking at her right now. Oh, my goodness. It looks like you were carved out of her, like, left butt cheek.
Right. They look like, so similar. You're right, Jace.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
It's a really fun follow, too. If you like animals, they, I mean, she does, she just installed,
it's a great
there's
account.
A really fun one that is on the second row where she's talking about her, actually I can probably play it if we have time here.
Yeah, we do, we do.
She's
yeah.
talking about how sweaty she is, she's putting in fence posts by herself. It's gotten some good views here. Let me see if I can un...
Yeah, you know, I don't put myself on very often because, well, I look like this, okay? And if you know me, it's not really how I look. I'm just going to describe to you... working outside in Missouri in the summer. Gotta have this because
headband.
As you can see, you're dripping with sweat. I gotta have some braids because my weird shaped head doesn't leave these things on very good. So I just tuck them in. What the heck is this thing? This thing. It's miserable.
She has a sweat rag attached to her sleeve.
Yep, completely wet.
So that has quite a few views on it, 780 views. They, you know, and she loves to put anything, you know. What I have to do, because I don't like baby talk, animal talk, I just turn the sound down. It's my sister, and I'm like, oh, I can't do that. So,
Dawn, is there any portion of the farm that's profitable at all?
No. Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah.
Let me be clear about this.
Yeah.
If Gary, her husband, was on, she calls him the hay man. Oh, here comes the hay man. He will tell you that is a money pit. And it's her hobby farm. She retired from nursing, and she just loves it. She has, you know, beautiful Rex, those like silky chickens and those mini Rex rabbits that are so soft. She has lop-eared
rabbits. I was gonna bring up chickens because we were going to, you know, have chickens for eggs and then sell the eggs. And I discovered that it cost about $6,250 a year to do that. But if I just went out and bought every 2 weeks, bought another dozen farm fresh raised eggs, that would cost $62 a year.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. She sells her eggs to people. She has also Nigerian pygmy goats. Those are the goats she has. They're very special, and they're very tiny, and they're really cute.
Wow. So cute.
You keep their fur? Because that would make some beautiful cashmere.
Oh, yeah. She has a spinning wheel and everything.
Oh, I need to visit this farm immediately.
Yeah, she'll have you.
Okay.
My talkers have been down there.
Oh. I love it. TV taste test, plus the dirt alert and more when we come back. Back in a moment.